Carried it on a river. appreciate all the support through the years. And, you know, you have to keep putting out a record so they'll let you come out and play for people and have all the fun. So I've got a new record out, and it's called Red Dirt Girl, and this is the title track. Love story here.
Baby, lean out to me. Cross on the mountain, my fortune's away. Now tells me she died of the fever. I'll never see her in this world.
She's heading her way. And another gal that I really, whose music I really love, happens to be married to Mr. Miller over there. Her name is Julie Miller. She is next. Zippity-doo-dah. To very sad love songs, sad songs, and it's kind of a no-brainer, you know. Love hurts. There's not much else to write about after that. But there are variations, you know. And this is a song that I wrote, not about young love or love that doesn't work out, but love that. Stands the test of time, but it's still hard and rough and rocky road. It was really inspired by my parents' marriage, which was one of the a really mighty thing. And the slings and arrows they suffered were mainly from the world, not from each other, because they loved each other a great deal. So this is a song about old love. I waited for your return. Citizen of Sweden back here on the drums. This is Mr. Brady Blade. And I'm sure you were here for the fabulous opening act in which Brady Blade played cocktail drum with this gentleman over here who's just, I don't know what to say, he's so fantastic, Mr. Buddy Miller. Song, but it sure is nice to know that everybody knows what they are. I'm concentrating on a lot of new stuff so you can get used to it. Particularly this next song, somebody told me that in this country, is it Father's Day? Yeah. Oh, see, we celebrate it in June, so it's not June, is it? I've been out on the road a long time, so it could easily be June, and I would not know. I say that because this is a song that I wrote for my father. I lost my father in 1993, and this particular song was a long time in coming. It was very difficult, and I took it to a friend of mine who also happens to be the song doctor in Nashville, and I think just about everywhere. His name is Guy Clark. Song doctor, but he also knew my dad. Just want to make sure I'm in tune here. I've got this device that tells me whether I'm perfect or not. If only we had one of those in our lives. Then it wouldn't be much fun, would it? Thank you. did it leave a scar? Or how you navigated wings of fire and steel? Up where heaven had no more secrets to conceal. And still you found the ground beneath your feet. How did it feel? Could you tell? Baby. just really about parents and their love for their children. I had a whole lot of songs about it that don't get really cloying, but I like this one a lot. Those lives were mine to love and cherish, to guard and guide along life's way. Oh God, forbid that one should perish, that one at last should go astray. Back in the years with all together, around the place we'd romp and play. So lonely now, oft times wonder, oh, will they come back home someday? I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far. Did you banish your
Thank you.
being in some fantastic ship. So I feel like we're out on some great voyage. You know, I'm glad you asked me that, because there is one other song I would like to do. And every night that I try not to do this, I miss it. You'd think after doing it for, I've sing this song for 25 years, I'd be tired of it. I stopped singing it for a while because a couple of fellas named Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard cut it and had a big hit with it. And I thought, well, you know, it's not my song anymore. Which is ridiculous, because it wasn't mine, it wasn't Willie's, and it wasn't Merle's. It will always be Townes Van Zandt's.
the world's finest everything. Pretty lucky guy.